Right now on Press TV, the Irish Foreign Minister Charlie Flanagan says the government is considering early recognition of Palestine as an independent state. His remarks follow the Irish lawmakers' unanimous approval of a non-binding resolution to recognize Palestine as an independent state. Now, Sweden has recently become the biggest European country to recognize Palestine. A group of protesters have held a sit-in at a busy shopping center in London to draw public attention to rampant racial discrimination in the U.S. judicial system. The peaceful event turned violent after police clashed with protesters and arrested dozens of them. Greek pensioners have gathered near the finance ministry in Athens, handing food as an act of protest against years of austerity. The protesters are rallying to show their disagreement about the possible new reforms which can lead to a rise in the retirement age and the freezing of their pensions. The former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney has sharply criticized the Senate's Tuesday report on the brutal CIA torture techniques. Cheney claims the torture program was entirely justified and former President George Bush's administration did what was necessary in the wake of the 9/11 incidents. A new report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development shows the gap between the rich and the poor in Germany is growing. It says the richest 10% of the population earn 7 times as much as the poorest 10. And police in Hong Kong have started to clear the last major protest site in the city. The dismantling of the barricades began at one end of the Admiralty protest camp. Now Hong Kong has been the scene of anti-election law protests for nearly 3 months. The U.S. Senate has approved new sanctions against Venezuelan government officials who've been accused by Washington of human rights abuses. Under the sanctions, assets of the officials would be frozen and they'll be deprived of entry visas. And the U.S. says the officials are responsible for violence against opposition protesters.